you're in it now. Say hi. Everyone say hi. Wow, this looks like an AA meeting. Okay, never mind.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm so happy to be here today. For those of you who aren't here live, we are here live in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Festival with our special guest today, Matt Richards, who is also one of the new faces here at Montreal. He's performing tomorrow night. You can catch him if you're here. If you're not here, again, you can't catch him because you're not here.
And he's also one of the faces of HQ Trivia, which everybody know HQ Triv, right? Woo!
You
in the back.
Three people!
He loves it.
Yeah!
He loves it.
Maybe this is not your demographic for HQ Trivia. Yeah,
clearly!
It's our demographic. We love HQ Trivia.
I don't think that they like trivia. I think that they like actual intelligence, probably, which is too bad. That's too bad.
It's really too bad. Also, Matt is a writer for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It's dope. Can you tell us about that at all? Or is it like a ghostwriting thing?
No, I started writing with his show with Martha Stewart, that cooking show that they had.
Oh, yeah.
And then Snoop's people hit me up. They were like, yo, he's about to do a game show. Do you want to come and write that? I was like, shit, yes, please.
Of course.
Immediately.
How was it?
I was high. It's very high.
So the whole time.
Are you high now?
Maybe.
I hope so.
Officer.
The audience is high. Right? I see you. Oh, yeah. The one clapper. I love how they're like, we're going to grab audio for the crowd so we can get all the applause.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have that audio track.
We'll have to add it. That'll be fine. It'll be great.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, so we're here today on this episode to talk about honing your craft, which I think is appropriate as a comedian who's performing at the festival. The difference between having natural talent and honing, I guess there's not a difference, but it's like between people that have natural talent and then the ones that actually take that to the next level and make that their craft.
Which are you, Matt? Are you a natural talent, or did you have to work for it?
I'm just happy to get paid for this shit.
Yeah. So you're a natural talent.
Great answer.
Like. Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I started acting when I was like 8, and people would go, oh, you're a natural. And I just thought, oh, I'm a natural. I don't need classes or teaching or any of that, any training, because I'm a natural. And I would book every audition I went on. Back then, it was like just commercials. I wasn't going out for any shows. But I would book every audition. And so I thought, oh, I got this in the bag. And then I was very confused when I got older and stopped booking. And then casting would look at me and be like, I think you need training. No, damn. I'm a natural.
You mean kid acting doesn't just translate?
Right. It doesn't. Surprise.
Too bad.
So one of the things that I wish that they would have told me, instead of saying, you're a natural, I wish they would have said, hey, you have a natural ability, but you should take that and hone it and train and become better. That's, I think, would have been more helpful for my career and for anybody in any field. But I see this with athletes all the time. I have several friends who just have natural, God-given athletic abilities, and I've seen them like be the best in their sport and not train, and then become not the best in their sport because there's all these other people.
That's like local heroes.
Right,
like
right.
The guys who played football in high school, and they're the best, and they don't need to
work out. Now they have a car wash.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But then behind the scenes, you got all these people who maybe didn't have as much natural ability, and then they go out and they're training constantly, and they become way better. They become the best in their field, and I think that's great. So let's talk about that journey with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get started in comedy?
Third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to watch porn on Cinemax.
Yeah, scrambly porn. Right?
In class?
Yeah. No, not in class. There was no Wi-Fi.
Well, he happened to be in third grade.
Yeah, I was at home.
You're sick as fuck.
And I was.
he was channeling.
I'm the sick fuck.
He was in third grade at the time.
I was a kid. Okay, I didn't know any better. Okay. So anyway, I was channel surfing, and then I ended up on Def Comedy Jam, and I watched the whole episode. It was Greer Barnes. Shout out to Greer Barnes. And I was laughing my ass off. My dad came into the room, and he's like, what are you doing out of bed? I was like, well, I'm not going to tell you the real reason I'm out of bed. But that guy's funny. And I said, is that a job? And he was like, yeah, but you got to go to college first. Later found out that was bullshit. Yeah, and then I...
Wait, the guy in the porn was funny?
No, it wasn't a porn.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I stopped pre-porn.
Comedy Jam instead of scrambly porn.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm with you now. I'm like, wow, I guess there are some porns that are funny. But then I found your dad's response interesting, that he'd be like, well, you have to go to college for that.
You got to go to college for porn.
Scrambly porn, I think, opened me up to a lot of things that maybe I shouldn't be into now. Because if you think about it, you're looking at a lot of weird shapes and boobs are in different places than they should be. And it's almost like a direct translation right into like anime porn. Like, it just is like...
I can see that.
It's like the gateway drug for anime porn.
Is that how you got totally into furries?
That's what I'm saying.
That makes
it's
so
not even
much
my
sense
fault.
Now. That makes so much sense.
That just confused the shit out of me. What? Furries?
Yeah, furry stuff. I think.
Do you know about the furries?
I think... No.
Would you like to know about the furries?
What the hell is a furry?
Do you want to reach the zenith of sexual, like of what sexual interest is about? Because that's what it honestly is about. It's about the furry shit. I'm not even kidding right now. People think I'm joking.
I partly don't want to tell you so you have an amazing Google search time later.
No, it's people who you know how people, you know, like when you're a kid, you go to Chuck E. Cheese's and the Chuck E. Cheese's people are all wearing suits. Yeah. It's like wearing a
they're
big
not people, honey. I had to break it to you. They're robots.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
There's a person at Chuck E. Cheese.
But imagine those creatures having sex with each other. That's what furries is.
So there's people fucking in mascot costumes.
That's exactly right.
That's the thing.
Yes.
What have I been doing with
you
my
sound
life?
You judgy in your voice.
That wasn't judge. No disrespect to furries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just didn't know that was some
freaky
shit.
We have a huge target audience of furries out there, and I don't want to offend them.
That's right.
My bad. You know what? That's weird as fuck. I'm going to say it.
Really?
I was trying to be all progressive.
What are you like?
That is weird.
What's your thing,
hey,
then,
love
pal?
Is love.
Regular human sex.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear about it.
Huh?
What kind of positions are we talking about? I'm going to judge you.
Doggy style? Sounds like you're into
furry
maybe some
stuff.
Furry.
Thank you.
Inspired positions.
I get why y'all are married now. Y'all are both special.
Team up and interrogate people, just bully people.
Yeah,
that's
I feel it.
Do.
I feel it a little bit. But as far as comedy, it's talent is a muscle. If you don't train, you don't work it out, you lose it, and then you suck.
Have you ever sucked?
Oh, big time.
What's like?
Not a furry, but
missing out.
Yeah, when I started comedy, nobody's funny.
Yeah.
All the time.
How about those open mics, man? How do you feel? They are, like, if you ever want to have a sad time, like, you need to cry it out one night, and you're like, how do I cry it out? It's just stuck in me. Go to an open mic.
Yeah, that's
show. And
some torture.
Yeah.
It can be. Well, what's fun about it, though, is it really is people trying to work it out, to figure it out.
No, that's what it's good for. That is what I would go there for.
Yeah.
But it's also sad to be there.
It can be, yeah.
It makes me sad.
It can't.
I just realized I could take the mic off the stand.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Give it up.
I was talking
Matt,
like a
everybody.
Shitty radio yes. DJ. Yeah.
Progress.
Yeah, I feel free now. What? Podcast!
Does that feel more like.
Yeah, this
like
is.
Like you're in your element?
I'm about to do some crowd work.
Yeah, do it.
Hey, what's up, dude? Is that your dad?
Shouldn't sit in the front of the podcast if you're not.
Roasting session.
That's right.
I'm not gonna mess with y'all. Y'all
no, you're
wholesome.
Cool. You seem really nice, actually. Yeah. We do positive affirmation in our crowd work.
Yeah.
And your dad seems really nice, too. You guys look very similar in a good way. Yeah.
Super related.
You there. Nice shirt. You there. Are you Jewish? We love
matching
religion.
With the stripes.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, got well. Him.
You should be. Yeah. Are you from Israel?
Shalom,
hey,
fam.
How about that? That's pretty good. Love the country. Beautiful place.
So if you're not exercising your muscle, then it fades away.
It atrophies, yeah.
Yeah. And so was there a time where like you're like you got like maybe complacent and you're like, I got this, and then you went and performed and you're like, man, I should have been practicing more.
Yeah, you do like 6-7 shows in a row that are like kicking ass, and then the universe humbles the fuck out of you with a show that is not kick ass at all.
Yeah.
I had a show where I bombed so hard. Oh my God. It was like 300 people. And I ate a massive bag of dicks on stage. Furry dicks. Yeah.
So you have been there.
Oh, yeah. And I walked 100 blocks from the comedy club to my girlfriend's house.
Oh.
In the rain.
Purple
when I got
rain.
There, in the purple rain.
But you might
there.
As well have crawled, you know what I'm saying?
She was cheating on me when I got there. I bombed on stage, and then I bombed in life and love.
Holy.
That's
and
the
I was,
worst
afterwards,
day
I was like,
ever.
Yep, I quit everything.
Wow.
And I went
what
back
on
stage
did
the
you
next
go
day.
Like, hey, you're cheating on me? What the hell?
I said, you know what? You got that, player. To the dude. I was like, y'all have a good time.
Is that right?
I'm not funny enough to be loved. I was fucked up, man. I was so sad.
And that was it? You never saw her again?
Oh, no. I still see her from time to time.
She's like married with that dude. And
probably.
He sees her on Instagram.
Yeah, they both follow me on the gram.
Late nights.
Damn. They send me supportive DMs.
Was it one of those things? Is this like a Lifetime movie where you walk in and they're actually having sex when you walk in?
No, they weren't having sex. They were just, they were like on the couch. I had a key.
Oh, right. They're just on the couch?
Because she thought I was going to be at the comedy club late, right? Because, right. You know, if I have a good set, I'm hanging out, I get drunk with the audience afterwards. I ran the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show was over. I was like, pew, walking in the rain, crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's she's so like, he's so good, too. He's not going to bomb. He'll be there forever.
Listening to Justin Timberlake. Cry me a river.
Damn.
That's
sorry
like the
that.
Most dramatic scene in my head, too. I just picture, you know, you open the door and the rain's pouring and you're
I was doing Usher dance moves. Just like fighting in the rain.
So I had a similar experience when I used to do stand-up all the time. I didn't bomb. When I started, I was really like, I had good shows. I don't know. I never like had a bomb show until a couple months in. I was like, I kind of got more complacent because I was like, oh, I got this. Like, people love my set. It's great. And I got shit-faced before the show. I had all the setups, no punchlines. Could not remember a single punchline. And so the audience was more just confused, I think.
That's not a bomb.
Confused.
You were like cock teasing them.
It was a bomb because like they didn't laugh. And I think that's
a good sign
you bombed.
You just did a bunch of premises up there. I
did.
That.
I was like, it was worse than that. Because I would tell the whole story and then forget the end.
Did you forget the end like that?
Yes.
Were you touched your brain to get
Wow. And I also got cocky about my memory because I'm pretty good at memorizing and remembering things, and I, you know, hardly ever forget what I'm saying.
Damn.
And I just forgot.
That's like the first time I did comedy high. I smoked a bunch of weed. And I was doing the punchlines in my head and then getting mad at the audience for not laughing. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? This is hilarious! Laugh!
I love it.
And then I was like, oh, I watched the tape later. I was like, I did not say shit.
Were you just up there with a microphone?
My mouth was closed and I was just like... It was dumb.
That's great.
I love the cockiness.
It was so dumb.
Great confidence, but that's kind of what I'm talking about too. Is the ability to repeat over and over again your art and your craft, because you can have this natural ability and people could see you do it and you could be brilliant one day, and then you could completely bomb the next day and not know why. Not know why you were brilliant one day and not know why you bombed the next day. And I think it's really frustrating for people that don't know that they should be, you know, training and exercising and going through that. So I would assume that you train a lot now. And do you have like a specific like flow that you found?
I get on stage as often as I can.
Yeah.
To keep it sharp. But at the end of the day, it's just joking.
Yeah.
Just for laughs. We're here to laugh. Have a good time. I like when comics get too serious about comedy, I gotta walk away.
Right.
It's so, like, you forgot why the fuck we do this.
So when you come up with new material, like, what's that process like?
Usually a little bit of weed.
Right. Sounds like everything in your life starts there.
No, not really. I only started smoking weed recently.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Because of Uncle Snoop.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You had to. Man,
I used to be like, oh, no, I'm good. I live above the influence. Drugs are bad. And I was like...
You were a D.A.R.E. counselor?
No, I used to tour the country, America. Yeah. Not this country. I wish I could. But I used to tour America telling kids not to do drugs in an after-school special play.
Wow.
That was the weirdest shit. I played a 17-year-old heroin addict named Greg. And... It was a play called Halfway There, and it was about these kids that met in a treatment facility. And I would get off stage, and people in like the rehab centers that we would perform at and stuff, they'd be like, so how was it for you to kick the heroin? And I was like, I was acting. I never had a heroin problem. But thank you for letting me know that I played a convincing heroin addict.
And like, well, it's nice to meet you, Greg. And you're like, my name's not Greg. And they're like, where? What is going? What is going?
Ah, this is a lie.
Yeah, poor guys.
I think it's funny. Do you ever listen to NWA when they're telling kids not to smoke weed? Though, that song. They have a song.
I thought that was a parody.
I don't think it was, because I think they were trying to really get kids in the hood to stop doing drugs. And it's so. But I didn't know. Like, listen, before I ever listened to NWA, I'm like, okay, they're hardcore gangster rappers, and they're like, you know, fuck the police. And then the next song is like, don't do dope, don't smoke weed, you don't need it, you're better than that. And then it's like all of them, the Chronic, you know, everything.
Liars.
Their whole brand like turned to 180. So I feel like that's you.
Is weed legal yet in Canada? What do you mean almost?
What's almost mean?
She got the whole date locked. October 17th, 3 p.m., that's when you can walk the streets.
Will it be legal then? That's the game? Oh, that's cool.
They should move the whole festival.
Really?
Let's meet back here October 18th.
Yeah.
And do the podcast again.
Sorry for talking about criminal activity then. I apologize.
But when you're coming up with bits, like other than smoking weed, like how do you idea generate? For people who don't know how to do that,
live life.
But there's a lot of people living life not being funny.
No, but funny happens everywhere.
Oh,
that's true.
Tell us more about that.
Like, I used to go to a Starbucks, and there was in front of the Starbucks, the sidewalk was raised a little bit, so everybody walking on the sidewalk would trip. And I would sit there and just watch people almost fall down. And it brought so much joy to my life.
Yeah.
Children, old people.
That's why I'll never not think America's Funniest Videos is funny.
That's why it's still on TV.
Oh, I love that stuff. Like, I love the almost nut shots. I love the nut shots. I love the I fell on my butt. Like, I probably broke my tailbone. I love all that stuff.
Also, my humor is very lowbrow. So, it's easy as fuck to write shit. There's a lot of dick jokes.
So how were you when you started compared to now?
When I started, I was about 17.
A heroin problem.
Yeah. With a fake heroin problem. But doing stand-up, a lot of my jokes were about, cereal and 17-year-old shit.
Okay. A lot of cereal when I was 17, too.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's a real problem.
I had a joke about why the kids would chase the rabbit to take the cereal. Y'all know
Tricks
cereal? Yeah. Rabbits are lactose intolerant.
Are they really?
That's some real shit. The kids was trying to save that rabbit's life. Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids because most kids aren't lactose intolerant, but now a lot of kids are. So just almond milk.
Yeah.
That's a really good lesson,
I think. Rabbits have almond milk?
Possibly.
Maybe they could share now.
They could eat nuts.
Gotta change the marketing on that cereal.
I don't know.
You could have some rabbit, but you gotta have almond milk with it. We're not gonna have any rabbits dying on our watch.
Yeah, so I haven't had soy milk. I don't like it.
I'm not a fan.
You said you'd never had it, and then you said you don't.
Well, I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of it. I stand by that.
The theory of it.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of the soy milk.
Because how do you milk a soy? That's
thank you.
Beans don't have titties.
So you started off doing stand up about cereal.
I started out doing magic. This is weird.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
He never mentioned that before.
Yeah, okay.
I got my start in comedy doing magic as a magician, and I was opening for a hypnotist from Vegas named Justin Trance.
Okay, this is way more interesting.
Yeah,
wait,
my life
is his
crazy.
Name?
No, he got it legally changed.
Okay, because that would just like his future is planned out for him.
You will be a hypnotist, Justin Trance.
So he's a hypnotist, and he's like, "Hey, listen, kid. I think you should open for me.
Yeah.
I really help you out."
Yeah. So we were doing two shows a night, seven nights a week.
Did he hypnotize the crowd to laugh at you?
No, actually, one night, because I also ran the lights and sounds. Mm-hmm. After I would open the show, I'd run up to the booth. I hustle like a Jamaican. So many jobs. Y'all not have Jamaicans in Canada? Nobody laughs at it.
Some of them.
They're like, I don't get the reference. One day, he was telling everybody in the audience that their eyes were going to close and they wouldn't be able to open them. And the shit worked on me from the sound booth. And he was waiting on a cue. And he was like, Matt! Matt! And I was like, I can't open my eyes!
Really?
Yeah, that was an ego boost for him because he was like, I am so great that Matt's eyes will not open. And I was like, yeah, that's funny, motherfucker. Come up here and fix my eyeballs, please. I want to go home.
I can't believe that stuff works.
Yeah, it's real.
I didn't know.
I wasn't even high.
Wow.
That's the fucked up thing. Yeah.
Wow. And then so how do you go from magic to where you are now? Did you ever do the Magic Castle, by the way?
No, I have. I've only been in LA for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, people see a black magician and they're like, well, get the fuck out of here.
True. Yeah, you don't see a lot of that.
No, normally.
Why?
It's not real.
Because if a brother makes your shit disappear, 9 times out of 10, you got robbed. There wasn't no magic. You got jacked. Yeah.
Gotcha. Got to break through that.
Exactly. It's a stereotype that I am constantly fighting as a black. Does anyone have a quarter? For what? For the trick, please. Sad.
So you were doing magic in Vegas
In New York.
Oh, in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then
we were in a theater at a comedy club, and then one night a comedian was late and the booker ran in. He was like, yo, Matt, can you do 15 minutes of just jokes? None of that goofy magic shit. And I was like, yeah, I lied. I didn't have 15 minutes of jokes, but I pulled 15 minutes of jokes out of my ass. Am I okay saying all these curses?
Yeah, of course.
Saying fuck and dick and
fuck yeah.
But if you're a magician, you're gonna do jokes now. Do you just start doing all the setups to your magic show, but then add a joke? Like, how would you do that?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was like 10 years ago, 11.
Too far back.
I can't do math. Many
That's
moves.
Because he smokes weed. There you go.
Don't smoke weed.
So in your head, did you just go from that to being here?
What do you mean?
You lost those 10 years of memories.
No, I still have them.
Well, prove it.
You're going to be doing magic? I'm not going to do a magic trick. Magic doesn't work on podcasts.
No, it definitely doesn't.
It does. They can't. We made ourselves disappear.
Every card is your card when you can't see the cards.
That's true.
Mind
blown. Great bumper sticker. Have you ever thought about merch?
Yeah, I wanted a t-shirt that said Wex Pushy.
Just that.
No, I have a joke.
I can visualize it.
Yeah, I do a bit about sexting, and this girl sent me a typo. Wasn't sexy.
She said Wix?
Wex Pushy. Yeah, WEXPUSHY.
What was she trying to say?
What was she trying to say?
No, to this day, I still don't know.
I think I know.
Wait, that's really didn't know?
I wasn't sure.
Some furry.
I've seen it a couple times.
There's some furry shit.
Yeah.
She was a furry.
Some Wex Pushy over there.
That would sell, I think.
Did you get
Would you
some
guys
of it?
Buy a Wex Pushy t-shirt? You're in luck.
Not good.
I got some in the back. Bring them out, Steve.
Okay, so now you're here. You're doing stand up. How did you get to do? Because when I met you, you were the host of a show called Trivial Takedown, and I was a contestant on the game show. And now you're hosting HQ Trivia. Are you kind of like the trivia brand comedian now?
I have no idea how any of this is happening. I'm just happy. So I got Trivial Takedown from doing the game show with Snoop, and then everybody's like, oh, he's the game show guy. And I'm like, I guess I'm the game show guy. I'll do it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of just let life, like, take you where you're supposed to go.
There's no plan.
I'm just enjoying the ride.
I like it.
So how do you get, like, okay, so Trivia HQ is live. Mm-hmm. When the app happens. By the way, I have so many questions about Trivia
HQ. By the way, for those of you who don't know what Trivia HQ is, it's an app on your phone, and it basically tells you, hey, tune in right now, and they live ask you questions, trivia questions.
And you can win real money. This is not sponsored by Trivia HQ, but you can win real money.
HQ Trivia.
HQ Trivia. Yeah, Sorry.
Right.
Sorry. It's very serious branding. You can win real money, and in the beginning, it would be like one person winning $5,000 or $25,000, because it would roll over if people didn't win. And so it's kind of like the lotto where the jackpot like keeps rolling over. And so it became this like big thing, like everyone was talking about it. I remember when like it first came out and everyone was just going nuts about it because it was a live show. Like no one could understand how it works. I don't think we still can understand how it works, but a live app, and you play anywhere around the world if you have the app, and then you can win actual real money.
Yeah, like every day there are three 3 games a day, and it's anywhere between 200,000 to 2 million people playing.
Where do you guys get the money, man?
Bitcoins.
What is it?
Bitcoins, he said.
Oh, Bitcoins. How
yeah.
Oh, you can't say?
No.
Because you guys don't do any advertising during the game.
It's the magic of the internet.
So that's the interesting thing about it.
It's wild.
And it's live. It's actually live.
I'm leaving Canada early to go back to host.
To host in New York. Uh-huh. And okay, so sometimes it's supposed to start at the same time every day. Sometimes it's like 20 minutes late. What happens in those times? What happens? Why
shitty,
is it late?
Shitty Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Sometimes.
The server issues, stuff like that? It technical shit?
Yeah.
Is it ever like, oh, the host is late?
No.
You ever late?
We're always pretty punctual.
You ever can't tie a tie or something? Is it something like that?
I learned how to tie a tie when I was a baby.
Okay. All right.
That's like a muscle that you have to, if you don't work the muscle of tying ties, you lose it.
That's true.
That's very true.
What about
I'm
what
bringing
about
us back in to the initial
what about in the
topic.
What about in the preamble for HQ? Does the host have to talk for a certain amount of time? Or can they just get to the freaking question?
Yeah, I have that same question.
Because that's my thing. I'm like, just ask the freaking question.
Ask the first question.
I've been waiting for like 7 minutes for this shit.
It's generally because we're waiting for more people to join in to the game.
Oh, you can join in after it started?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no. I'm talking about
not after
before
the game starts.
Yeah, after the game starts. I'm talking about the first question. So that's what you're doing. You're just delaying for the room
for
to fill
more people
waiting to see how many people come in. If people are still waiting to come into the game, we're going to talk and fill the space.
I got you.
Do you guys have pre-written jokes for that, or are you kind of just like...
It's hard writing pre-writing jokes for live stuff. You just got to be ready to roll with the with the flow.
Okay.
That's your thing, right? But but some people write them. At least it sounds like it.
I don't know what other people's process is.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk more about your creative flow after this ad break from our special sponsors. Hey, hope you're enjoying this break. And also, hopefully you're subscribed on CastBox, because even though you can listen to our podcast on any app, we hope that you're listening to it on CastBox, because that's the best one.
And why don't you give us a break and only use the CastBox app when you're listening to our show. I mean, you could listen to it on iOS or Android, and that's totally chill. But you'd be really giving us a break, because we're on break.
None of what you're saying makes sense, because they can listen to CastBox on iOS and Android. It's not mutually
Listen,
exclusive.
I don't know how it works. I don't have all the information. I just happen to know that I think it's really great.
Okay, well, great. Good for you. Also, if you can rate and review us, it really helps people find our podcast, and we'd really appreciate it.
I give Nikki an 8 out of 10.
Please excuse Steve, and please like us.
Always room for improvement.
We're trying our asses off.
Okay, so you like trivia? Well, guess what? Trivia Sucks is a new app, which is not for trivia. This is an anti-trivia app where you play the game and they just get right to the freaking questions. Okay, there's no preamble. There's not a lot of hosts jerking themselves off, telling us about, oh, I'm rhyming this word with this word, or I'm doing wordplay here, or like I'm talking for too long without breathing or blinking. Okay, this one just gets right to the friggin' trivia. It's called Trivia Sucks, and it's a great new program where if you get it now while I'm talking, if you get the app right now. 25% off. If you use the code Trivia Sucks, you can get that 25% off. So make sure to check that out. Again, this is a weird timing. I don't know that we got this ad, like, for, of all people, having, like, Matt with us, but this is the way it is. So this is what the copy says. So I'm just reading the copy. So be sure to check it out. Trivia Sucks.
All right, well, welcome back.
Thank you for that.
Welcome back. Wow. I'm so sorry that we had your competitor for our sponsor.
Wait, that was a real thing?
Yeah, man.
Why the fuck wouldn't y'all tell me?
I'm sorry.
He's promoting another trivia.
We don't know when they. When
Dick
we,
move.
It was weird. It was weird. A weird timing thing.
But it's actually a really fun game.
It's a great game.
Sucks.
No, it's great.
It sounds awful.
I'll tell you, the hosts, they get right to it. It's so good. It's so fun. Get right to the point.
They sound boring.
Well, they're really cool, and they're really well dressed, too. Wear a lot of nice suits.
But you know what those hosts don't have, Steve, is a creative process. So let's talk about
Boom.
That.
Creative process. I know I talk a lot about smoking weed, but honestly, if you, from a writing perspective, if you can force yourself to write every day, then you get better at writing. Like, there's free writing exercises where you set a timer on your phone, don't lift your pen up for 15 minutes, and then make sense of the goofy shit you wrote for 15 minutes nonstop. It's a lot of randomness.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, like, your like, what's your daily life like? Like, because there has to be a balance. Sometimes it's hard to balance, I find, like, the seriousness of, like, oh, this is my job, and then also, like, well, it's to be, like, light, so you need to balance and make it more
wake
funny
up,
and light.
I take my dog for a quick walk around the block so he can get out that morning pee. Mm-hmm. Make breakfast for my girlfriend.
That's nice. Wish others would take note.
He makes breakfast with his girlfriend, not for his girlfriend.
No, four. I heard four.
She's lazy. Yeah.
Thank you.
She is lazy. But it's also as my way of apologizing for coming home drunk as shit the night before.
Okay, well, I don't come drunk. I stay home drunk as shit the night before.
I'll take the breakfast.
So then I walk the dog again after the girlfriend and the dog eat, not at the same time or from the same bowl. I just had to specify that so people...
I see, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I feed the dog, I feed the girlfriend separate. then he has to go out to poop. We go to the dog park. I take my laptop because there's Wi-Fi, and I just let him run around. And
you.
Okay, this sounds like your dog's routine. What do you do?
He's kind of my life right now.
Oh,
I have
okay.
a 10-month-old Siberian husky. His name is Thor.
Aww.
He's dope. Yeah, he's all white husky.
So you got your laptop open, and then you.
And then you do writing exercises, or do you prep for like the?
I look at
show?
Like my notes and you know ideas that have hit me over the week or whatever, and I try to flesh them out and make them funnier.
Make them better.
Yeah.
Cool.
So is it just stand up mostly that you're writing, or are you writing shows?
Stand up. I got a couple scripts in the works.
Sweet.
Some projects.
Like movies, TV.
TV.
Okay.
TV short form stuff. Yeah.
Okay, and then do you have any sort of ritual that you do? Like you have to do this one thing or these
three
things?
I take this plant and I break it up.
Yeah. what kind of plant is it?
It's a cannabis plant.
Oh.
And then I line it up on a paper.
Like a rice paper or any kind of paper?
Rice paper is not bad.
I see.
I use one that's hemp-based.
Okay.
And then I roll it ritualistically.
I like that.
Yeah. I seal it.
Okay.
And then
how do you seal it?
Usually, I like to ground myself to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure, they don't tell you about rolling joints.
If I'm sharing it, I'll use like some water and I'll wet it because I don't want to spit on it if I'm sharing it.
That makes
yeah.
sense.
For me, it was because I don't do drugs. I don't have a problem. for me, it was... I'm kidding. I drink a lot, but I.
Yeah. I've lot, seen your Instagram, Nikki.
Yeah. A lot, but no. But I used to do Red Bull and hookah before stand-up shows because I have a lot of anxiety, so the hookah would calm me down. But then I'd be really sleepy, so I would drink the Red Bull. So I was like excited on the outside, but really calm and chill on the inside.
Mm. I remember when I was in high school before shows, kids would do Robitussin and shit. Like they would take Robitussin.
Were they sick?
No, they would take it to get them fucked up and stuff. They would do it like before plays in high school.
They didn't knock out?
No, it would like give them, and I don't know, buzz of some sort.
Huh.
I don't know. When you're a kid and you haven't done any sort of alcohol or anything.
When you haven't done alcohol yet.
You know what I'm saying?
I read on a website that if you smoked raw peanut skins, you would hallucinate. I bought a pound of raw peanuts.
Yeah.
I do a lot of weird shit because, I grew up with both parents. And they were loving.
So sad.
And I had no tragedy in my life to write from. So I was trying to fuck myself up.
Find your darkness.
Yes. With raw peanut skins. I'll never forget. I was in the back of the school and I was rolling up some raw peanut skins.
You were rolling it?
Yes. Because I said, you're supposed to smoke it. My drama teacher said, Matt, what the hell are you doing? I said, I'm about to smoke.
Like, I'm trying to get high,
some
man.
Some peanut skins.
Did he just laugh at you and let you do it?
Yeah, he did. And I was coughing. It was very abrasive.
It's funny because when I was a kid, that is what you want to do. You want to jerk off and try to get fucked up. Like, that's what I did. I remember in high school.
I think that's still what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
true. It changes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Our school, it was Coruscant and Cough and Cold. They were these, like, red pill. They call them the Red Devils because, you know, you got to add a cool nickname to whatever to make it sound hardcore.
Where the fuck did y'all go to school?
Santa Barbara,
Rancho Bernardo.
On the streets. Okay. It became such an epidemic that because you would start hallucinating, it would cause closed eye hallucinations. So you would think that you were doing stuff, and then your eyes open, and then you think you're doing stuff, and then your eyes open again, and it's like,
I should have tried that instead of the peanuts.
You should have. But then it got so bad, like it was such an epidemic that they like banned them. They banned Coricide and Cough and Cold in all of the drugstores, and they made it so you had to get like you had to get it over the counter, and you had to like give your ID, and you were only like they would take your information down so that you couldn't hit up multiple stores.
That's why you can't buy Drixoral anymore, dude.
Yeah.
That was the best one when I had a cold. It was Drixoral. That was the shit. But then a bunch of kids tried to use it to get high, and it fucked up for the rest of us.
See?
That's like Benadryl, man. Kids in my high school would do Benadryl, too. Because it gave them that... Yeah, exactly.
What?
It doesn't make sense. It's like...
They really wanted to be anti-inflammatory.
It's like an allergy thing, but it makes you lethargic. And so people were like, thought it kind of got them fucked up.
So stupid.
I'm trying to remember the author who had a quote that he would write drunk and edit sober. I smoke weed and write whatever is in my head. And then when I am sober, I go through it and I say, okay, well, how can I take this random occurrence and make it palatable to an audience of strangers?
That makes sense, because it's kind of like the raw, like your raw creativity without the structure that makes something actually good and like digestible. Like they say, drunk mind speaks sober hearts.
Right.
Yeah, where you say what's on your mind when you're drunk, but then if you were sober, you would never say that. But that's how you truly
feel. That's why cheating while drunk, dude, I'm like, nah, dude, I know exactly what I'm doing when I'm drunk. Even at my drunkest of drunken moments, like, I know what I'm doing still. Like, the whole, like, oh, well, I was really drunk thing, like, not in my head. Like, I know exactly what I'm doing when I was
When you're cheating on me drunk?
When I'm cheating on you drunk, yeah.
What am I sitting in the middle of right now?
Listen, what are you trying to say?
It was one time. Get the hell over it.
She was friends with my sister.
I'm owning it, though. Saying I knew, I'm owning it.
I don't have a sister.
No, he doesn't. No.
This story is fake.
But when you
love each other a lot.
If people are here right now and they're like, how do I get into stand-up? How do I even start writing stand-up? What would you say to them? How do they write like a five-minute set?
I would say pick an early memory or just a fond memory. Start there, get on stage, and talk it out. Record it, though, so you can listen back to it. And then do that again and again and every fucking day. And then suck a little bit, get better, and rinse and repeat.
How did you get back on stage after you bombed so hard?
The next day.
Nice.
Yeah. And I tried to talk about it, but I wasn't ready to talk about it. So I cried a little bit on stage. That shit was terrible,
man.
So you
bombed again.
Yeah, I was like, I got cheated on by a girl that worked at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Wait, way to diss our audience that works at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, a lot of good Beyonders out there. They're good people.
Yeah, sorry,
well, I was
Beyonders.
Trying to come up with a joke about it, but I stopped there. It was a whole thing about duvet covers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great premise.
That's where maybe
I need to get high to remember what the fuck the joke was about.
Maybe that was the department she worked in or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Well, all. Yeah. Probably.
Maybe that was the department he worked in.
The Home Goods.
Maybe he worked in the candle department. She worked in the duvet department.
That's how they met.
You know, we'll build the backstory for you. You don't have
Please,
to.
Please, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there anything that if you don't do it, then you feel like not on your game? Like if
I don't get on stage?
Like if you don't do like a certain
ritual.
Thing, like a ritual that you do, that you just like over time notice it getting, like you don't have as good of a performance, or the quality goes down. Like exercises that you maybe used to do.
Do you light candles before you write or some shit?
If you don't smoke weed before
you
go.
Well, I try not to smoke weed before I get on stage.
Okay.
Because I like to be uninhibited. That's just me.
Yeah.
If you feel like smoking weed and getting on stage, by all means, share it. And I'll watch your show.
Like for me, I would say that okay, so I do these vocal exercises that I started doing like
yes, you do.
A long time ago and when I was doing acting classes mm-hmm. all the time and when I go on auditions, I do these vocal exercises in the car, but they're really embarrassing. Like
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumper?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like super, like if someone heard me doing them, it sounds super pretentious. Like
fucking own
it.
It's
like embarrassing, right? But when I do them, I always have a way better performance. I always speak clearer. I enunciate better. I feel like my like soul is able to come out through my voice. I can express myself better. I'm not all like, you know, stuffed up. And, but it's embarrassing, right? So sometimes I don't do them because
Because I'm in the car, just say it.
Because you're in the car, or yeah, or I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to today. I don't need it. I know what I want to say and do. It's fine. I don't need it. And I find that, like, yeah, I always consistently have a less good performance if I don't do those vocal exercises.
Well, I think whatever you got to do,
yeah,
for your art to feel like it's genuine to you,
right?
You got to do it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not hurting anybody.
Sure. Please don't hurt anybody.
Word.
So I like to think that someone's listening to this and like, hey, you know what would make my art great?
My paintings suck unless I cut people.
Gotta do that.
Is there a comic that got you into all this stuff? Like where you're, I mean, other than watching Def Jam when
Greer Barnes. Instagram
porn. Who's that?
Greer Barnes. He's one of the greatest comedians, in my opinion, ever.
I don't know Greer Barnes.
You need to.
Okay.
Everybody look up Greer Barnes. He's dope as fuck. G-R-E-E-R.
What kind of stuff did he do?
Just a lot of impressions, a lot of just observational humor. And that's where I'm at. People are like, oh, what's your perspective? I don't know. I'm still figuring out. I'm 29. I don't know my perspective on a lot of shit, but I can see something and say, oh, that's hilarious. And that's I guess that's a perspective.
Yeah, that's kind of actually what I wanted to segue into is if you're... For me, a lot of time I'm influenced by like what I've been watching or listening to, and it affects how I perform. Like I don't realize that it's affecting me subconsciously, but it is. So I try really hard to only listen to certain things before I... If I'm going to do stand-up, I listen to a shit ton of stand-up from comedians I like. If I'm going to write a scripted content, I'll listen to... Or I'll watch a ton of shows that are like... the same tone as the show that I'm writing. If I'm auditioning, but you know, et cetera.
I try not to do that because if I watch too much stand-up, then I get influenced.
You start aping the person that you're...
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I see.
Yeah. I have the same boat. I can't watch other comedians usually. Cause
I can watch them just as long as there's some space between me performing and what I'm seeing. Because if I like it and I'm laughing, I don't want to...
You start do any having mannerisms on their or vibes. Yeah,
well, and
yeah.
If you get stuck, that's kind of what happens. Like, you kind of don't even know you're doing it, but if you get stuck up on stage, you start to bleed into other people's shit.
Yeah.
I don't get stuck on stage.
There you go.
That happens to me in conversation. I'll start acting like whoever I'm talking to, and I don't realize that that's... It, like, slowly starts happening throughout the conversation. But that's why, before stand-up, for me, I listen to a variety of stand-up comics, so I don't just specifically start mimicking somebody that I'm listening to right before the show. But just, like, to get more in the lightness. Because I'm kind of a like introverted person in my normal life. So I kind of am in my own head all the time. And it like breaks me out of it to like listen to people that are, you know, expressing themselves and being funny and being more light and to not taking shit so seriously. And that's what comedy's for, is to like not take shit
life
so seriously.
Life is too serious.
Yes.
You look very serious. You have like math teacher face.
He's like studying it.
My math teacher was actually really, really funny.
Really?
Weirdly enough, yeah. She was really funny.
Do you recall one of her jokes?
No. So like, how funny could she have been? That's true.
She was funny. She just wasn't memorable.
Yeah.
Maybe she did other people's shit.
Should have come up with
you had a hack math teacher?
Yeah, maybe she was a hack. I didn't even think of that.
I hated my math teacher. Her name was Ms. Zelnick. I keep saying it because I hope somebody knows this bitch. She's a terrible person.
Yeah. My English teacher was like that. Her name was Miss Good. I hope you're out there listening to this or dead. And I mean that.
Wow.
She's so mean, super racist. Did not like her. And she was racist to my face. But
what
anyway,
was some racist
her name
shit
was
she said?
Miss Good. And she was bad.
Miss Bad.
Ha.
Nice. More like Miss Bad.
That.
Sick burn.
Nice.
Thank you.
More like Miss Not Even A Little
Not
Good.
Not Even A Little Bit Good. Yeah. She was probably a person that was dealing with her own issues, and I'm very sorry.
Oh, please.
I don't mean that. I wish you were dead. I hope you're alive and have changed as a person and grown into a much nicer human being.
If Miss Texera is listening, oh my God, were you hot? It was insane. It was insane.
What's
it was
her name?
Nuts. Miss Texera, dude.
I'll find her.
It was like bizarre how hot she was.
What? How old were you?
Oh, I was like 13.
Okay.
And she was just a dime piece. A friggin' smoke show. Unbelievable.
What subject did she teach?
Oh, that was a math teacher. Yeah, oh. Again, yeah. I had a great
got a math
bunch of math teachers.
Yeah.
Math is a sexy subject.
Oh, I used to fail math, but I had to charm my way through it. So I had to get my final grade to pass high school. My math teacher at the time, another math teacher, she literally gave me my grade so that I could pass the high school, because she was like, "Listen, promise me that you're not gonna do math in life." And I was like, "I promise." And then she's like, "Okay, well then we're gonna make this work for you. Congratulations, your graduation gift is that you're graduating." I was like, "Thank you so much. You have no idea."
That's so nice. I hope you baked her cookies or something after.
No, I didn't. I should have.
Fuck.
I should have done something. I
like
should have given
her flowers or something.
I should have. I didn't.
Damn.
I was just like, "This is so tight," or whatever, you know, like an idiot.
You break danced out of the classroom.
You know that shit. I was so stoked.
I can't believe that that's so you could pass.
Uh-huh.
I did that so I could get straight A's. Because there was one
so
class that
Nikki.
I had a B in. So I asked that teacher, "What's your favorite cookie?" And then I handmade it from scratch. And then he gave me an A.
Oh, my God.
This is major ass kissing.
Two different types of people.
Yeah.
So relatable.
Yeah, well, yours is you're a shitty person and didn't even thank the person.
What's a shitty person? I couldn't do no math. That's not a shitty person.
I couldn't do no math.
That's everybody here. Creative
people
can't do.
You just made a vow to not do math.
Creative people can't do no math.
Yeah, you know who has to do all the math in our relationship now?
Yeah,
I'll
you
give
do. Thank
one
God.
Guess.
Thank
yes.
God.
Yes,
for
I
that.
Do. Yes, yeah. I do.
My biggest question, because I remember Ms. Zelnick, when she found out that I wanted to be an entertainer, she was like, "Well, what if you get the role of a mathematician?" And I said, "I'll read the fucking script. That's where all the
you
lines
idiot.
Are.
Idiot?
Yeah.
Like, who that's how that you? Shit works.
Exactly.
That's like all the method actors out there. It's like what's his name? Everybody, basically. It's like, I'm going to go be Abraham Lincoln by spending 1800, like money from the 1800s in Virginia. Did you hear about that? Daniel Day Lewis was doing that shit when he was researching for Lincoln.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, just read the lines, man. Yeah. Just wear the hat and read the lines. You'll be fine.
A lot of actors.
I want to be his acting coach.
Wear the hat.
Wear the hat,
read
the
lines.
You'll be fine.
Dude, you should start a class.
Yeah, you should.
I fuck should. Yeah.
I'm anti-method acting all the way, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of great actors that do it, and that's their creative
process.
Well,
also, remember Shia LaBeouf fucked that chick in that movie, because he's like, "Well, we want it to really look real." And
I think they really fucked in Monster's Ball, too.
No, it just looked like they were fucking
Well,
Monster's
I heard
Ball.
A rumor.
No, I've seen that scene more times than I care to admit.
You
with Halle Berry?
It?
Oh,
you
yeah.
I've
in?
Seen that scene quite a few times.
A lot of times. MrSkins.com. God bless. And I will tell you right now, they did not have sex. Not actual sex.
How do you know that?
I can tell when I see a woman's eyes.
You've watched enough sex.
What is it?
You've watched enough sex that you can tell?
Absolutely. Confidently. Yeah.
Wow.
That's an interesting skill to have.
Hey, yeah. I know when people are having sex or not. You can't fool me.
You're not fooling
Even
me.
Even as a magician, you couldn't fool
That's
me, probably.
That's true. Sometimes I try to trick you. Like, no, we're having sex. We're having sex.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work on me.
He's good. Ouch. He's really good.
I'm too aware. I'm too good. Yeah, it's true.
Well, Steve, what's your creative process like? You have anything you want to share
that
would have helped you at
honestly,
a younger age?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. Stand-up-wise, I recommend if you're going to do like a five-minute set, just take one story, fill a whole page with your story, and then break into your story like looking for truth. If that, then what? If that, then what? If that's true, then what? If that happened, then what? And if you can exaggerate those little moments, then you can probably find something fun in there, right? Like, and then for writing, like movies and stuff, or like
TV? Writing movies, for performing.
So yeah, so I've sold a couple of movies, one to Netflix, one to YouTube Red, and for when you're writing movies, the key is, I think one of the things that's missing the most right now is people think that having a character in the middle of a frame means that you're going to like the character. Instead of actually giving you a reason to like the character, like when you're watching it. That's why half of the stuff I see on Netflix and stuff, I'm out of there in 8 minutes, 15 minutes. Because I just don't care about this person. I know that you're playing music and you're making me feel like I should care, but they haven't done anything to make me care about them. I don't understand why I should care. So I think having characters, you know, actually doing something to make the audience attached to them is so freaking important. And that's why we like Walter White when we're watching that show. Yep. Because we're like, oh man, he's getting shit on by everything. Like even at the car wash, he's cleaning the tires and people are throwing keys at his head and stuff. You know, you just care about that person. So I think that's missing in a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my creative process wise is I drink alcohol over ice.
Right. You do that. Wow, you guys, you too. Similar process.
You need a substance.
We got problems.
You need a substance.
I feel like I'm kind of opposite. Like, I'll do stuff sober. I'll, like, prepare stuff sober. But then when I'm editing, like, when I'm trying to edit sketches or anything funny, is when I drink, because my brain is just everywhere, and drinking, it, like, helps me just focus on one thing.
If you get one thing out of this today, it's fine.
What have you learned, son?
Find your drug, son. Find your drug, young man.
Don't listen to what your dad tells you, okay?
He doesn't want you to win.
You want
to
make it in this business?
Or a doctor or some shit, right?
You got to get fucked up a little bit sometimes.
That's right.
On a
Wednesday. He's like, you know what? Don't work at a surf shop. Own the surf shop, right? Because you're cool, dad? Yeah, you're cool, dad. See what I'm saying? But no, find your drug, young man. And then it will take you to places you could not believe. You're welcome.
Sponsored by heroin.
No.
Sponsored by Trivia Sucks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We already
No, it's so great. The hosts are so likable.
HQ Trivia is 5 nights a week, everybody.
And it's what a corporate man.
Yeah.
Man,
he
owned by the corporate.
He follows the dollar.
No, that's true.
No, I follow my heart like Pocahontas.
Take a note.
When the fucking tree was talking to her. Mm-hmm. Pocahontas talked to trees.
Yeah.
I smoke them.
Sure that they probably did a lot of peyote there too.
Hell yeah, ayahuascas.
Yeah. Oh, there's really? The cool dad.
Oh, his dad was like, "Fucking what?"
He goes, "Oh, I'm awake now."
You like the ayahuascas? Yeah. All right. I take it all back.
Did you vomit when you did it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow. He goes, "Oh yeah."
When did you do it?
In September.
Recently.
September.
He's like, "Yeah, he's old enough to learn life things."
He's like, he was with me.
How old are you, bro? 17. Oh, that's legal to do ayahuasca in Canada.
Did you watch your dad do an ayahuasca? Because that would be great.
No, he was outside the country.
Oh, I thought he did it in the living room. That would be fucked up. I'd be traumatized.
So you have to have a shaman and stuff, right? You have to have a shaman. Then they do a whole chant. Have you ever seen?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You should see.
Dude, hit me up. Let's go. Fuck yeah.
Legit. I want somebody to do it with who knows what they're doing.
Take your negative spirits out. Yeah, and they do a chant, and it's like sacred. You go to a sacred place, and you spend the night there, and you just vomit your soul out.
What?
And
that's not good branding. I don't want to do that.
I'm really good at selling
that's
this.
That's a bad pitch.
That sounds like the first time I had Fireball.
Yeah, exactly. What's that one? What's the one that the new hallucinogen all the cool kids are doing?
DMT.
Yeah, DMT, right?
Yeah.
This fly is.
I know, this fly.
That's ayahuasca? That's the same shit?
But it's a more concentrated form, right?
Can I ask you a very personal question?
DMT's 15 minutes. Ayahuasca's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question? Did you see the beings?
Yes, I saw stuff.
You saw stuff? But did you see the beings? You know what I'm talking about?
What beans?
Are you saying beans or beings?
You've never done...
All right. Okay. Did you see the beings, the people?
Some of them.
Did you actually?
Yeah. You put the intent and you see what you want to see.
See what you want to see? You don't think it's like a common thing that people
no.
always see the beings?
Everyone has a different experience.
There's some common stuff among people, but not everybody sees the same stuff.
Like, do they tell you, like, don't do nuclear war and shit? Or, like, we're going to kill your race and stuff?
No.
Okay. I've heard that. I've heard, like, these beings, like, magical beings, like, they try to tell you, like, beings.
I think you say beings.
Oh,
I
keep hearing beings?
I'm saying beings.
I was like, the magical beings.
Yeah, I thought beans, too.
Yeah, and then you got
beings.
Them in exchange for a cow.
There's
and
two
you climbed
syllables.
The stalk.
When you came out of it, were you a changed man? Were you different?
I thought
yeah, look
saying
at me.
Beans.
I used to have brown hair.
You used to have brown hair, you used to wear business suits and stuff, now you wear shorts and you kick it.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, my friend said she saw fear itself and it looked like a spider.
Shaped like a bean.
A bean, yeah, it looked like a bean.
Fear beans.
Fear itself, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because, like, I'm bored, man. There's nothing left for me here. I need to go there to where
you
are. Wow. Ayahuasca land?
No, you're great, but I want to go there with you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I went with my girlfriend.
You did?
Yeah. Were you both in the same place?
Yeah.
She came back too. Good.
When you left your body, did you leave your body?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you both in the same place, you and your girlfriend?
Afterwards in the bed, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Wait,
your son is disgusted, right? He's like, oof.
He said afterwards in the bed, for those of you at home.
He's like, I am fear itself. I don't know, that's my impression of you. I'm sorry,
you
sir.
You sound like a vampire.
It's not good, I know.
It's decent.
I'm sorry.
He always gets the tone right, but not like the actual.
Yeah. I can't hit the actual.
Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Cry. That shit was
we got to try that. I want to try that. DMT.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too scared. I don't want to see fear itself. it lives in my body all the time.
See, here's the branding that I heard when I heard of DMT, right? They say it shoots you out of a spiritual cannon. And I'm like, that's fucking tight.
Yeah.
Like, that's good branding. Not like you're going to fucking vomit in the woods or whatever you said.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what he said. I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. That's what he said.
Yeah, too much vomiting with ayahuasca. DMT, no vomiting. But you're gone for 15 minutes. But it feels like a lifetime. It's just, but it's only 15 minutes. And then I also heard from people that got scared when they do it. You get back, put back in your body if you get scared. It would be a waste for me. I just immediately get scared.
Because the beings put you back. That's what I heard.
Thanks for enunciating.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I look at all that shit the same. Like, I don't go to haunted houses.
No.
Because as a black man, the idea of paying to be afraid seems stupid. I'm afraid a lot all the time already.
I don't go to haunted houses because I genuinely get freaked the hell out. Like, by
I'm going to punch somebody.
Same. No, and because I'm a tall guy, like, I'm the target usually. Like, they want to see a big guy, like, get afraid and shit. So they always are doing the woo into my face the most. Mm. You know what I mean? Drives me freaking crazy.
What was that again?
The woo thing. Like the,
like, I could go to that haunted house. That doesn't seem scary at all.
There's just a bunch of people like, woo. Just half-assedly, yeah. Like, woo.
My haunted house is just like, yeah, it's eighth graders trying to scare you. And I'm like, no, I'm too tough for this shit, dude. I'm way too tough, bud.
Let's go to a haunted house on ayahuasca.
Oh, man, now you're talking.
He's like, don't fucking do.
No, no dice?
Okay, that's a terrible idea.
Anybody else had an ayahuasca experience in here?
No, but I want
to.
Yeah, right?
Do we sell it on you? He sold it to you.
He sold it.
If you take one thing away from this podcast, we're doing final thoughts now.
Yes.
Find ayahuasca and find yourself.
That's a good one.
Listen, this man right here, he was a banker. He used to wear suits. He used to wear really nice shoes. He used to wear three-piece suits and like little kerchiefs. And now he did ayahuasca. He kicks it in shorts. He wears sandals. You know, he's laid back. He has his posture even is very laid back.
He's got the chillman.
He's a chillman now.
A chillman?
Whereas before, he was very uptight, right? Worried all the time about all your banking monies and stuff. Always. And now he's cool. He opened up a surf shop.
He's spending time with his son.
Yeah.
Although I would say in Canada it's probably a bad move, but that's...
Surf shop.
Congratulations. That's great. You're doing a business. Snowboard. It's snowboarding?
Snowboard.
There you go. That's better. Make the move. But yeah, no, I think everyone should find their drug and do their drug so that they can become creative. And I stand by that. And if an advertiser wants to fuck with me and say, oh, guess what? We're not going to sponsor your show now because you guys talk about advocating for drugs. Well, guess what I have to say? You better pay me to say otherwise, bud. You better pay me good.
Yeah, finding the thing that releases your inhibitions, whatever that is. If it's yoga for you, then that's cool for you.
I bet some people who treat yoga like a drug, it's like, dude, how great could yoga be?
I'm addicted, man. I got to get that hot yoga.
They love that hot yoga.
That's gross. I tried it one time. My balls stuck to the mat.
You should typically wear garments.
Yeah, you should wear pants.
Yeah, that's also why I got kicked out, is because I showed up naked.
Yeah.
It makes sense in theory. What would your
final thoughts, Matt?
If you are creative, always create. Always be creating. Don't ever stop.
ABC.
The ABC, fam. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Word.
Poetic.
Really nice.
Also,
fit it on a poster.
Download Trivia Sucks and download...
Don't download Trivia Sucks.
No, Trivia Sucks is great. Please.
Do not download... It's not a thing. I looked it up.
It's a sponsor.
It's not real.
It's a sponsor.
He completely made it up.
You come down to my sponsor like this. Unbelievable.
Matt, where can they find you?
You guys can find me if you want to be my friend. It's at Matt Was Funny.
That was so sad. Please be his friend, guys. Oh, my God.
You don't have to, but if you want to and you want to talk about... Like awesome shit, memes,
love
funny
memes.
Cats.
Love memes.
At Matt Was Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Was him. Funny.
On that, all
sounds
platforms.
Like a past
on
tense.
Everything. That's what people say when they leave my show. They go, oh, Matt was funny. He was good.
Well, I think Matt is funny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Someone had to say it.
I love a cheap line for applause. I love those. It's like I'm on The View.
And
Well, thanks everybody for coming out. We appreciate it. This We're the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast, and we stream
every
Thursday.
Find us on Apple, CastBox. Yeah, every Thursday, new episodes come out. We have different guests each time. Sometimes we get serious. Sometimes we keep it light. It really just depends on the guest. In this case, we kept it very stoned and drugged out.
That's true. That's
right. If you have a topic you would like to discuss, please email us at podcast@nikki.limo, and we out.
Bye.
Peace.
Thank you.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.